T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right, you lost how much weight? How did you do it? And how long have you kept off the weight? And how about the supplements? Anybody want to pimp their favorite supplement or lack thereof? 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And, oh, you know, the other thing, too, is if you are popping off the weight, how much of it is what you are eating and how much of it is how much you are exercising? And then sometimes, too, one of the things that you realize, and again, sometimes this can take time and other people realize it a little bit earlier in life. Sometimes foods that are good for you that you thought you didn't like, you actually turn out liking. Over time, your taste buds change. Codfish. I did not realize until earlier this week, I actually liked codfish. And it was broiled codfish. I couldn't eat enough of it. No, not cod piece. Broiled codfish. A cod piece is something altogether different. 803-0930, different flavor. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Let's go to Martin in Lockport on WBEN. Martin, you are on. Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, no, I'm saying like about 25 years ago, I had radiation done because I had a cancer in my mouth. And I lost, because of radiation treatment, I lost like about 50 pounds, and I've never regained it. And
spend a couple of weekends with me. We'll remedy that real fast. Well, obviously, this is a special extenuating circumstance that we don't want anybody to repeat. But thank God 50 years ago, they were able to take care of what was going on in your mouth. But are you, here's the thing, are you at a good and healthy weight, or are you somebody who really needs to put on some pounds?
No, I'm 5'6". 5'7", I weigh about 145 pounds. So I think I'm right in the target.
Yeah, see, my doctor would say that you're the perfect weight, and I think my doctor is a wimp. But that's just me. But that's great, Martin. I certainly wish you the best in putting on however much weight you want to put on. And that's, you know, by the way, that is one of the things that drives me absolutely nuts, is these doctors who, you know, come into the room all high and mighty, you know, they're 5'10", 5'11", whatever they are, and they weigh 160 pounds, and they try telling somebody who's got a totally different body type that they should look like them, when you know damn well that just one punch from you, and you'd lay them out and knock them silly and unconscious. Put me in the category, not that I have to worry about this, but put me in the category of somebody who does not wish to be too skinny. And I do believe that there are people who are just plain too skinny. I'm sure you have run into them, and to me, being too skinny is almost as bad as being too fat. You can be too skinny. No matter what the doctors may tell you, I think you can be. And of course, you can also be too fat. How much have you lost? and how did you do it? And we're going to rule out for future calls. We're going to rule out illnesses because, you know, that's something that we don't really that we certainly don't want anybody to come down with or encourage anybody to develop for obvious reasons. But, you know, there are so many different diets that are out there and they come and go. Earlier in the program, we mentioned the ketone diet. That was big for a while. The paleo diet, eat like a caveman, that was big for a while. And then, you know, you get these fad diets that come along, you know, eat nothing but vanilla pudding for a year and lose 80 pounds. Like, who's going to do that? And the key, of course, is keeping it off and coming up with a schedule by which you can actually keep it off. So what have you found to be the most effective way of keeping it off? And the one thing, I mean, some of the doctors that I really respect, what they will say is the single best thing that you can do. There are two basic things, ways you can lose weight. Number one is you reduce the number of calories you take in, and you continue to reduce the number of calories you take in. Because, again, let's say you need 1,500 calories in order to maintain a given weight at which you happen to be. Well, if you cut 300 calories a day, over time, you're going to lose weight. And one of the ways you can expedite that is by working out, you know, going on the treadmill, taking long walks, doing the exercise bike or whatever, and you can speed it up that way. But and one of the problems, and this is no big surprise, and I'm surprised this has not come up, it came up once, I think, in one of our first callers today, but the idea of yo-yo dieting. And there is something particularly, is tragic too strong a word, about somebody who is really, really fat, and then they lose weight, and they put all of their heart and all of their soul into losing weight. And then after they get to their ideal weight and they go out and they spend all this money on nice clothes and they just have this totally different demeanor and totally different attitude, and they just go ahead and they put it all on all over again. And not only do they put it all on all over again, but they add on to what they lost in the first place. I mean, it's tough to see people going through that, to work so hard to achieve a goal, to achieve the goal, and then to see the goal go down the drain. And I'm just saying, how did you lose the weight? What was your secret magical technique for losing the weight? What do you do as far as staying in shape? Are you a bicyclist? Are you a runner, a jogger? Are you a power walker, a skateboarder? What exactly do you do to stay active? And may I also suggest that given the proliferation of electronic devices that we have in 2019 and looking forward, it has got to be increasingly difficult to stay active. Here's case in point. Look at your own street. You drive down your own street right now. 30 years ago, your street used to be filled with kids playing street hockey, doing stuff outside, skateboarding, bicycles, and everything else. And a lot of times now, you come home from work, and even if you've got a street with a lot of kids on it, they're all inside playing video games. You know, they're all inside on their Wii. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And something else that we actually haven't mentioned, we actually did a show on this earlier this week, but I think, too, and I don't have any science to back me up on this, but I think, too, that the geography of where we live has something to do with your chances of being, well, of being fat. Because, let's face it, in this area, what are we known for in this area? We're known for chicken wings. We're known for fish fries. We're known for a lot of stuff that may not be particularly good for you as a steady diet. Pizza would be another example. So, I mean, you've got, you know, the top three right there. Wings, pizza, fried food, beer. And we've got a weather situation that is, you know, it's not exactly South Beach in Buffalo, New York. You're not exactly wearing a bikini going to work every day. I've got to believe that that plays a role in a community's fitness level or fatness level. And let's put it this way. How many of you in an airport play the game, okay, let's look around at the crowd of people and let's see if we can guess who's going to Buffalo. And in, I don't want to say invariably, but a lot of times you know who's going to be on your flight to Buffalo by seeing what they're eating and by seeing how big they are as they're on their way waddling to the gate. And a lot of that, I think, is because we don't have the best weather in order to get outside, and we also don't have the best food staples, by and large. All right. Oh, my call screeners have made the request. Please do not call unless you wish to go on the air. Only call if you want to go on the air, because all you do is you jam up the phone lines for people who do want to go on the air. And I don't read texts at all. They don't. I never even read them. So it's just a waste of your time. So it's just not something you even want to bother with. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone. And 1-800-616-WBEN is the way to get through. How much weight did you lose? How did you do it? How did you keep it off? Your suggestions, your references for other people, and supplements. Some people swear by them. Some people swear at them. Just give me a daily vitamin, a multivitamin with lycopene, and I am a happy camper. And yeah, I tried the vitamin D, as in David. I tried the vitamin B, as in boy, and neither of them showed any results whatsoever. But as I said before the news at 4 o'clock, this is something else. I can't prove this scientifically, but the daily multivitamin, I'm convinced, makes the hair grow faster and healthier, and it does the same thing for fingernails and toenails. Can I prove that scientifically? No, I can't, but I've noticed an anecdotal difference since adding that to my dietary daily regimen. 20 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And let's see. Stay tuned to WBEN as the WBEN Roy's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Storm Center is always on alert when the weather takes a turn for tomorrow. It will be another cool and sunny afternoon with a high temperature of 73 degrees. Sunday, sunny and mild with a high temperature of 77. Right now, it is 72 at News Radio 930 WBEN. How much weight did you lose? How exactly did you lose it? And your advice for people who are listening who are in the same boat. We've had people who have cut out sugar. We've had people who have cut out pop, a big constituent of which is sugar. We've had people who have cut out beer. We've had people who have lost 100 pounds. We've had people who have lost 50 pounds. We've had one guy calling in who was on the verge of being a type 2 diabetic who somehow was able to steer the ship clear of those rocks. So 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN, the phone numbers on WBEN. Those are the ones that get you through. The other thing is, you know, some of the diets that people go on. And you know, we mentioned the paleo diet that people go on. We mentioned the keto diet. And the keto diet, that was really big for about, what would you say, maybe 8 months to a year, it was big. I don't really hear people talking about it that much anymore. What is it? Doing away with the carbs, doing away, you know, basically eating raw human flesh, I believe, is a big part of that particular diet, which seems to work well for a lot of people. On how it does, why it does, I haven't quite figured it out. But is there anybody out there who has gone vegetarian? Is there anybody out there listening who actually went vegetarian and lost weight as a result of going vegetarian? I would be very interested in knowing this, because the vegetarians always like to tell us how much healthier they are than the rest of us. And I am curious if anybody out there has gone vegetarian and as a result of turning vegetarian, they have lost the 50 or 60 pounds and kept off the 50 or 60 pounds that they were supposed to lose by simply going vegetarian. And I have thought about vegetarian. I've tried vegetarian, and I will tell you, it does not work for me. I'm sorry, but I have to have meat in the diet or else I just feel very, very weak and without energy or anything like that. And I have discovered, you'll be happy to know, I have discovered the joy of fish. The only problem with fish is when it tastes like fish. As long as fish doesn't taste like fish, I'm cool with it. You put some spices on there, you put some stuff on there to make fish taste less fishy, and you can count me in. Like, what's Old Bay is something that a lot of people add to their various fish dishes, which can make a big difference. And the other night I had broiled cod, which was absolutely out of this world. And I think the magical spice on the cod was Old Bay. I could be mistaken on that, but it seems to make a huge, huge difference. And I'm told, and I can't verify this, I'm told that Lake Erie walleye is very much in demand. I'm told that Lake Erie walleye, how do we go from vegetarian to talking about Lake Erie walleye? I'm told that Lake Erie walleye is also very, very good for you, especially when it is air fried. Phil, you are the queen of air frying here at WBEN. Have you air fried fish? Have you done that?
Not yet. I want to. Like, I want to do like a nice panko breaded fish and do with the air fryer. Just haven't got around to it yet. I've done chicken, though.
Well, I'm told that the Lake Erie walleye, when it is air fried, is particularly delightful, and it's supposedly very, very good for you. If there's any left after my buddy Gibby hits the lake, because I'm pretty sure he's cleaning out the lake one walleye at a time. All right, it is coming up in 26 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Full board of calls, which means, of course, that we need to take a break. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. How did you lose the weight? How did you lose it? What did you lose? How'd you keep it off?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I can just imagine a giant lobster right now floating in the sky, trying to catch a pearl with its claws. If you were at Art Park last night, that means something to you. If you weren't, don't worry about it. It's 4:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly and Bellavia, you lost how much weight and how did you do it? And you vegetarians out there, you want to tell us that your vegetarian diet actually was able to trim weight off of you? And maybe you found a food that you didn't think that you would like that you actually tried and it turned out it wasn't half bad. And I said yesterday, for a guy who grew up not really liking seafood, I have kind of acquired a taste for seafood, but only if it doesn't taste fishy. Not a big fan of fishy tastes. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. It's Marie in Lockport next up. Marie, you're on. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm feeling fat compared to you guys.
No, don't. I've been on a diet my whole life, since I was like 15 years old. And I've tried, you know, back in my day, you know, you go to a doctor and you get these black pills and would lose a lot of weight. And I ended up going on a soup diet, lost my weight, got married, moved to Phoenix, stayed thin. Then I moved to California, got thin and very healthy, exercised like crazy, moved to Florida after 6 years, really stayed thin in my bikini, and up until 59, I decided to move back to Buffalo.
Uh-oh.
My whole family was here. And I moved back. You know, it was fine in the beginning. Partied. I had such a great time with friends and family. I'm eating pasta. I'm eating chicken wings, more pasta. And before you know it, I'm up to 162 pounds. When I had always been at least 120, 122.
I don't want to say you're hungry, but your dog is fleeing you in terror right now.
Because I ordered pizza.
Oh, yeah, you got pizza coming. Okay, but how much of this, in all honesty and in all reality, how much of this is because of the change in diet once you move back to Buffalo, and how much is just the fact that as we get older, we don't need as many calories as we did when we were younger?
No, I think it was the change moving back to Buffalo. I was always a big eater. Now I'm 72. I don't eat as much, but I started eating more protein.
Okay.
Protein. And I'm not a sweet person, but I do like my white wine. I didn't cut that out, but I kept eating more protein, cut out carbs where I could, and that's what I'm doing. And I think I'm stabilized now at a weight that I'm happy with, because that's where I'm at. I don't want to get too thin. I get too many wrinkles.
Yeah, but I said before, especially for men, I never really thought about this too much for women, but especially for men, I do think that you can be too skinny. And I don't like the certain doctor I have who is like as thin as a rail, who lectures me about being overweight. It's like, dude, a wind would blow you over.
Right. No, I think if you're too thin, you look drawn. Like I said, I already have wrinkles, but I know with me losing the weight, I definitely got more. And if I lose more weight, I'd have more wrinkles. So I'm happy right where I am. And I'm maintaining where I'm at.
At 162 pounds.
Yeah.
Is that, well, that's what you said, right? 162?
No, I lost.
Oh, so now you're down to what?
I'm down to 135.
Oh, well, good for you. God bless you.
I'm a very happy weight. And, you know, tonight I'm having white pizza, but tomorrow will be a different story. Tomorrow will be a lot of protein.
Well, it sounds like you've got this down to a science. And, I mean, at your age, to be 130-odd pounds, good for you.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate the call. And it's good for your joints, too. I mean, because the fatter we become, the harder it is on our back, the harder it is on our knees, and the harder it is on our heels. I mentioned this before, but about 1 in 5 Americans have very dry heels, which are very susceptible to cracking. And the fact of the matter is, the heavier you are, the more susceptible they are to cracking. And then the more they crack, obviously, the less time you're going to want to spend on the treadmill. It makes sense, don't it? Let's get back to Patty in Ontario. How much weight did you lose, and how did you lose it, Patty?
Well, first of all, I didn't do this because of weight. I stopped eating flesh. That means red meat and also white meat. And it was really because I don't like the slaughter practices. And that was about 4 years ago. So I dropped 20 pounds, and I didn't expect that. I was quite shocked by it. And I also cut out sugar. That fellow who talked about the sugar issue, he was quite right, the type 2 diabetes. I was getting close to that.
Okay.
So that probably had also something to do with it. But I eat fish, I eat eggs, I eat cheese, but it made a big difference. I was shocked, actually, quite shocked. I didn't plan on that, and that was part of it. The weight.
So, okay, so would you say that you turned vegetarian for the most part?
Well, a vegetarian might argue with me, because I will eat eggs and I will eat cheese and I'll drink milk, but I will not eat any flesh other than fish, because I decided that it only happened a while back, and I just could no longer take the idea of the slaughter practices and eating suffering flesh.
Eating.
Sounds bizarre, but that's what happened.
Well, no, because it's perfectly normal to watch a fish flopping around out of water, clearly in discomfort, and be okay with that.
Except they freeze them virtually instantly they're done.
Not on the TV shows I've watched. Okay, so...
Mass fishing either. But the slaughterhouses, I mean, that goes on for days and the whole thing.
Oh, it's... Well, yeah, look, I'm not a big fan of that either, but I'm also not a big fan of feeling weak and lethargic by not... I mean, did you notice a reduction in energy when you stopped eating the slaughterhouse meat?
I think there may be some truth to what you're saying, because I do supplement with B12 and a little bit of iron. And if I don't do that, then I go into what you're talking about. I'm very tired.
See, I tried the B12 as a supplement, and it didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, I don't know. There's different B12s. And I know there's one I really like, and I notice a big difference if I don't take it. But now it takes about 2 or 3 days for me to notice it, where before it was a daily thing. If I forgot to take it, I noticed.
So, okay, so you, if you don't mind saying, at this point, being a flesh-free eater, as far as the slaughterhouse process is concerned, you are how many pounds lighter than you used to be?
It took about 20 pounds from me, and I was not expecting that, and I'm glad for it. That might have also had to do with the sugars, because the sugars are horrendous in our food. The one fellow who called in, 4 grams of sugar equal 1 teaspoon. And if you look at a can of pop, you'll have a heart attack at what's in there.
Yeah, I already had mine.
Yeah.
How many teaspoons are in there?
How many grams were there? If there's 20 grams, that's 5 teaspoons.
That's like 4 nickels of sugar. Holy cow.
You would never put that in on your own.
No, you certainly wouldn't. That's like Kool-Aid, except worse.
It's bizarre, and the ketchups are the same. It doesn't matter if it's natural or not natural. Your poor little pancreas still has to pump out insulin.
Yeah, good point. All right, yep. Well, but they do make some actually not altogether untricious substitutes for those of us who like the taste of pop, you know, like little drink packets, like, Propel would be one?
I don't know. I don't drink any of them because I can't see that they have any value in them at all.
Well, they make water go down easier, I'll say that much.
Well, I drink that Polar ice water that's got flavor. I love it.
Fair enough. Glad you called. Appreciate it. All right, so she lost 20 pounds by going vegetarian. Anybody else out there go vegetarian? Did it help you? Did it work wonders for you? 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, with an American nickel weighs 5 grams, and we got into this because it was on Facebook. Or Amazon. It was on Facebook. Some Canadian company is selling laundry detergent, and it's packaged in little plastic bags. And for people familiar with certain white powders that are packaged in little plastic bags, Phil and I had to do a double take because we thought somebody was selling illegal stuff over Facebook. But it turns out it's laundry detergent, which leads to the question, who buys laundry detergent that is packaged in little white plastic bags? I mean, these are the kinds of bags. If you walk through an airport with this kind of laundry detergent, you would get pulled over by the TSA in a heartbeat because it looks like something that you shouldn't really have. It is 4:47 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. This will be a good one. This is Debbie in Kenmore, and I'm sure she uses her laundry detergent the old-fashioned way. Debbie, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tyrum. How are you? It's great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. It's Friday, another great week here of radio.
Well, this is my first time on the radio, and honestly, I just turned it on, but my husband just came running in the house from the car and said, I think you might want to call Bowerly. He's looking for weight loss, particularly mentioned losing 100 pounds, whatever.
Yeah, I want to know how you guys do it.
Yeah, I lost 100 pounds. My 4 members of my family, we've lost a total of 450 pounds. Life-changing. How to do it? We changed our lifestyle totally. And we did use supplementation to fill in those nutritional gaps.
Well, you're going to have to be more detailed as we come back. Debbie, I want to put you on hold because this is a story we have to hear. We're talking about a family that lost hundreds of pounds. Who doesn't want to hear this? I know I want to hear this. The phone number to get on board, by the way, is 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's get right back to Debbie in Kenmore, a family that has literally lost hundreds of pounds, and she's going to remind us again exactly how her family has managed to take off this kind of weight. One of our topics is you lost how much weight and how did you do it and how many of you did it by going vegetarian? Debbie, you're back with us.
Okay. Hi, Tom. My story goes back to 2014, so a little over 5 years ago. And I was 270 pounds, very, very sick. I have rheumatoid arthritis. I'm a registered nurse. I couldn't work any longer as a nurse. The weight was literally killing me. And my daughter actually started a program using supplementation, accountability groups, coaching. And she was down 50 pounds in 3 months. She was the same weight I was. She had gained 100 pounds with two pregnancies. And in 3 months, she was down 50 pounds. Literally, I couldn't believe my eyes. I thought, my God, she's onto something here. So I jumped on board with the same program with her, as did her husband, as did my husband. It took us between 9 and 13 months of clean eating. That's avoiding processed foods, focusing on lean protein, primarily chicken, turkey, fish. Fresh veggies, frozen veggies, fruits, complex carbs in moderation, and using supplements to fill in nutritional gaps. Great support in our groups. And we've all lost, three of us have lost 100 pounds. My son-in-law has lost 147 pounds. And I guess I sort of have to mention this, but my family was featured on Good Morning America back in January, thanks to an article that was in People magazine in January, half their size issue. My family featured in that issue.
Well, that's obviously quite the accomplishment. Now, when you say filling in the nutritional gaps with supplementation, would you care to elaborate on that?
Yes. I was very skeptical about supplementation, vitamins, really doing anything for you. And I'm a nurse, so I was like, really, who needs them? But since taking them, I am feeling amazing. We recently transitioned to another supplementation company that uses DNA to determine exactly what supplements you need. And I just want to stress, no matter how clean you're eating, you still have nutritional gaps. Our soil is not the same as it was 50 years ago. You know, it's depleted of minerals. They're using pesticides, hormones, all of that stuff. My husband and I recently were on a vacation in Costa Rica, and it was just kind of mind-blowing because the people in Costa Rica, you didn't see obesity there. They walk everywhere. Their soil is not depleted. Everything is done organically there. Their diets are focused on clean eating, lean protein, veggies, veggies, fruits. And when we were there, you know, in the bigger cities, they do have, you know, McDonald's and stuff like that. But guess who it's there for? It's there for the tourists to use. The locals, they do go into McDonald's, but the McDonald's, for example, in Costa Rica, they offer rice and beans for the locals. Huh. You know, the locals aren't there buying the Big Macs and the French fries.
That's very interesting. I wish we had more time to talk with you. I'm glad you called in, and obviously continued success to you and your family.
Oh, thank you so much.
No, good.
I hope I can help.
Well, good stuff there on WBEN. I guess going back to the basics. Never thought about minerals being depleted from the soil.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.